So today, the first book of wisdom gives us quite a question to consider. Yahweh visits Solomon. His father David has just died. David, as you know, was the man who was like the heart of God. In the scriptures, it says he had a like heart. He was very close to God. He'd sinned a while, and he'd had some pretty tough days, David did. But he reconciled with God, and God loved him very much. And so David dies at a very old age, and Solomon, his son, becomes the king. And in a dream, Solomon is asked by Yahweh, what is the one thing that you are looking for? What is that one single thing that somehow is the key to your life? And Solomon, of course, could have asked for wealth, although I suppose he was pretty wealthy. He could have asked for a long life. He probably could have asked for the destruction of his enemy. What does Solomon ask for? What does he ask for? Wisdom. You ever heard that saying, the wisdom of Solomon? That's probably too old a saying for you all. But that's what he asked for. He asked for an understanding heart. He asked for something not external, something inside, a heart that somehow would be wise, a heart that would understand, a heart that would be positive in nature because that heart knows the source, and that source is the living God. Nice. Great thought. I guess my question to me and to you, if God were to appear to you tonight, what would you ask for? That says a lot about where your heart is. It says a lot about where your priorities are. It says a lot about who you are. The answer to that question, I think, it certainly does for me. And then the gospel is the gospel of Matthew. And Matthew's gospel is this beautiful reflection about the treasure and the pearl. And again, it's very connected to that reading from Kings. The pearl of great price. What is the, where is your heart set? If you had one thing that you really wanted with all your heart and you would be willing to give everything for this one thing, what would that be? What is the pearl? What is the treasure? What is that one gift that you, with all your heart, seek to find, want to find, want to know? The pearl of great price. In the book of Kings, That question is summarized in a beautiful reflection by Richard Niebuhr. Actually, it's Reinhold Niebuhr. I thought it was Richard, but it's Reinhold. He was quite an evangelical priest at the end of the 19th century. And he wrote this, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as you would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to the living God, so that I may reasonably be happy in this life and supremely happy forever in the next. And Niebuhr's statement has become the kind of the fundamental statement of the 12-step program. Most people attribute this to Bill Wilson, but in fact it came from Niebuhr many, many years before Bill Wilson was even born. And that's this statement, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That's right out of that sermon of Reinhold Niebuhr, the beautiful statement of that one singular pearl, that one gift of great price, that one question given to us by our God. What was it that you would ask for? Certainly, I think for all of us, ultimately and finally, it would be serenity. It would be that peace. It would be that ordering of our lives so that our lives are well. So here's the story. This might take you on a little different direction to that great scripture, but I love the story, so I'm going to share it with you today. A 12-year-old young man was employed by an elderly woman for the summer to cut her lawn. And so, the boy went up and evaluated the property, asked the other kids in the neighborhood what was it that they charged. So he was ready when that old woman said, "And how much will this cost me?" And he looked very firm in his conviction and he said, "My price is $10. She looked at him and said, "You're absolutely wrong. I'm not going to give anybody $10 for cutting my lawn. I mean, there's no way that you could manicure this lawn. There's nothing you could do to make it so perfect that this lawn is worth $10 for a cut." And so the little boy backed away from this gracious woman. And every time he came all summer long, he cut the lawn, go up to the door, and the woman say, "And how much will this cost me today?" And he would say, "$5, ma'am." And so each week, he got the $5 bill. But then as he got towards the end of summer, he made a decision. His decision was that he was going to go around and look at all of the other people who cut lawns. He would look for the finest tools to make the lawn just perfect. He would ask people what technique they used in relationship to the trimming and the cutting and all of the things that would make this lawn and this last week a $10 cut. That was his hope by the end of summer. And so gathering all of that acumen, gathering all of his new skills, on the last Saturday of summer, he cuts this great woman's lawn for the last time. And then he rings the doorbell. And the woman opens the door. And she says to this young man, "How much do I owe you today?" And he simply responded, $10. The old woman silently granted this young man's request. But not before they shared a glance that spoke volumes. Receiving the $10 bill, the young lad, turned young man now, knew that he would never return on the following summer to cut her lawn. And through the glimmer in her faint smile and a tear in her aging eye, he knew that next summer she would conscript yet another young boy in hopes of shaping another capable mind to meet the challenge of the $10 yard. What does that have to do with the pearl of great price? Well, it strikes me that ultimately and finally, that pearl is the discovery that comes deep, deep down inside every single one of us. Not by luck, not by chance, but comes through hard work, attention to those things that are important in life, ultimately and finally, the grace of God that gives us the skill, gives us the way out of which you and I look at the profound talent and gift given to each and every one of us. And when we discover that, when we discover that gift deep inside each one of us, It becomes the great treasure. It becomes the pearl of great price. And when you meet someone who's discovered that, oftentimes I see a person with a very positive attitude about people and about life. They're not angry. They're not upset. They're not comparing. And yet they haven't settled. They are still in the search, always attempting to live a better, fuller, more engaged life, not retiring to life. I mean, retiring maybe, but not retiring to life. Living fully in the power and the gift and the grace of our God. I don't know when that happens in life. I'm not sure. And all of you are probably so young, you have yet to experience that great challenge. But it strikes me that ultimately and finally, if God were to ask me tonight, what is it? What is it you really are searching for? I would suggest to the living God, that's the gift. First given, then recognized, and then by the power and gift of our God, and hard work, showing up, living each day with great attention, recognizing things I can change, recognizing the things I can't change, and trying to make a tiny little difference in this world.